Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Sri Prabhupada. I am the grandson of Maharaj Pallad. And, so, you don't repeat? I am the grandson of Maharaj Pallad. How can I withdraw my promise? Because of greed for money, when I've already said that I shall give this land, how can I behave like an ordinary cheetah, especially toward a brahmana? Purport. Bali Maharaj had already been blessed by his grandfather, Pallad Maharaj. Therefore, he was a pure devotee. Although born in a family of demons, there are two kinds of highly elevated devotees called Sadhana Siddhi and Kripa Siddhi. Sadhana Siddhi refers to one who has become a devotee by regular execution of regulative principles mentioned in the Sastra, as ordered and directed by the spiritual master. If one regularly executes such devotional service, he will certainly attain perfection in due course of time. But there are other devotees who may have not undergone all the required details of devotional service, but who, by the special mercy of Guru and Gauranga, Guranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Guru and Krishna, the spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, have immediately attained the perfection of pure devotional service. Examples of such devotees are the Yajnapatnis, Bali Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami. The Yajnapatnis were the wives of ordinary brahmanas engaged in fruitive activities. Although the brahmanas were very learned and advanced in Vedic knowledge, they could not achieve the mercy of Krishna Balaram, for the wives achieved complete perfection in devotional service, despite them being women. Similarly, Vitaratraini, Bali Maharaj, received the mercy of Pallad Maharaj, and by Pallad Maharaj's mercy, he also received the mercy of Lord Vishnu. He appeared before him as a brahmachari beggar. Thus, Bali Maharaj became a Kripa Siddha because of his special mercy of both of Guru and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms this favor. Guru Krishna Prasada Pada Paya Bhakti Lata Beach. Shichajan Chandramita, Majya 19, 151. Bali Maharaj, by the grace of Pallad Maharaj, got the seed of devotional service. When that seed developed, he achieved the ultimate fruit of that service, namely love of God, Prema Punahata Mahan. Immediately upon the appearance of Lord Vamanadev, Bali Maharaj regularly maintained devotion to the Lord, and because he was purified, the Lord appeared before him. Because of an unalloyed love for the Lord, and then immediately decided, I shall give this little dwarf brahmana whatever he asks for me. This is a sign of love. Thus Bali Maharaj is understood to be one who has received the highest perfection of devotional service by special mercy. Om Gyana Dandasya Gana Ganaslakaya Taksutum Yena Tasmai Sri Gure Namaha. So, this purport is talking about how one can receive, is about the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna. So the question is, so how do we get this mercy? The mercy comes, the acharyas point out, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Gurudev, Song Gurudev, he says, Yogyata Vichare kachuna hipai. Tumara karuna sa, karuna nai hole, kundya kundya prana nano ratgaja ara. When I examine myself, I find nothing of value. Your mercy is therefore essential to me. If you're not merciful, I will constantly weep, and I will not maintain my life any longer. So this is, Bhagavad Thakur gives a hint in this verse, how we get the mercy of Krishna and Guru. We have to, and the other chariots, Narottam Das Thakur, and all, especially Narottam Das Thakur says more that when weeping and crying. So we have to be crying. Crying from the heart to get the mercy of Krishna. Dhruva Maharaj, he wanted to sit on the lap of his father on the throne, but his stepmother would not let him. He said, you have to take birth from my womb in your next life. So then Dhruva Maharaj became very angry, and he went consulted his mother and said, my stepmother says I cannot get sit on the throne of my father, so how can I? And he says, you have to take birth, you have to worship Vishnu, Narayan. So where can I find this Narayan? Where can I find him? So then, as we know, Dhruva Maharaj, he went to the jungle. Because he was Kshatriya, he was fearless. He's only a 5-year-old boy, 7-year-old boy. And big tigers, elephants, and wild bears, anything. But he was fearless. He was so determined that, all right, I must find Narayan to fulfill my material desires, to have a kingdom bigger than my grandfather. So then, because of his austerities, Krishna he saw this, the austerities, and he said, and the material universe was suffering because of Dhruva Maharaj's austerities. So this boy is calling for me, but I cannot come directly. I have to send someone down. So he sent Narada Muni. So by the mercy of Lord Narayan, Dhruva Maharaj got Narada Muni as his spiritual master. So this shows, because Dhruva Maharaj, he cried, eventually he saw Lord Narayan. He saw Narayan after 6 months, after receiving the instructions from his spiritual master, that you chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, the go-to Madhavan, and stay there and chant this mantra and do this sadhana. And then Narada Muni described Narayan, Lord Narayan, to Dhruva, and after 6 months he got darshan. So this is the mercy, because Dhruva cried, he actually got darshan of Lord Narayan. And of course Dhruva was determined, when the spiritual master of Dhruva, Narada Muni, he decided to test him. He said, you're only a small boy, come on, you go back and go to your father's palace and play. I know the reason why you're here. I'll go with you. When they see me, you can sit on your father's throne, no problem. Said, no, Narada Muni, I want Narayan. If you can't give me Narayan, you go. I'm not interested, just go. I'm not interested, just go, go, go. Then he said, Narayan Muni said, this boy is serious. This boy is serious. He wants me. He wants Narayan. So then, as I said earlier, he gave him the mantra, the sadhana, and then he went to Madhavan in Vrindavan, and then he, as I said, he got darshan of Lord Narayan after 6 months. So crying is actually part crying for Krishna. We have to cry for Krishna. If we want Krishna, if we want the spiritual master and the mercy of Krishna and spiritual master, we have to cry. Because generally, in this material world, we're crying for any loss of material assets. We're generally, when we lose, somebody puts $50,000 or pounds into a big business, and the business doesn't work out, they've lost £50,000, and they cry. If someone loses one family member, they cry. So this world is actually just, this material world is actually made for crying. So either we utilize it to get Krishna, or we utilize it to lament for any material loss. And now the example, now Lord Chaitanya gave a wonderful example of crying. Now Lord Chaitanya, when he took initiation, or came back from initiation, he was always crying. He was saying, Hari Hari Bolete Narayani, Bahi Bahi Nai. He was always crying this, always crying like this. And Lord Chaitanya, even though he's Krishna, he came as a devotee, and he was showing by example. Now, Lord Krishna, he came, he gave the precept of surrender. But Lord Chaitanya, as a devotee, he showed the example of how we should, as a devotee, should be performing devotional service. So one day, in the house of Sachimata, Lord Chaitanya did his morning duties. Then he started to cry. Krishna Koltai, Krishna Koltai, Krishna Koltai. Koltai means where is. So he said, he's shouting and crying, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, where is he? And then Sachimata, in her parental bhava or relationship, said, Nimai, because because the motherly affection, she called him Nimai. Nimai, Krishna has come, Krishna has come. So then Lord Chaitanya, he started to, with his nail, try to tear open his chest, because she said, Krishna's come in your heart. So then she went like this, Lord Chaitanya went like this. And then Sachimata, she started to cry herself that, oh, my son is hurting himself. And then just down the road, as we know, is Srivasangam. There is the house of Gadar Pandit was there. So Gadar Pandit was doing his puja. And then he heard the cries of Sachimata. And he said, oh, Sachimata's in distress, I must go. So immediately, with the speed of mind, he ran there, immediately. So then, Sachimata, what's the matter? You know, my Nimai. He went to Gaya, got initiation. And when he's come back, he's gone completely mad. Before he was a sane, a very sane teacher. He used to have pupils. He would teach on the banks of the Ganga. Have pupils, logical, very sane. But ever since the initiation, he's gone completely mad. He's just saying, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is he?" And then, Gadar Pandit said, "Krishna has come." Sorry, my. And then with that, Lord Caitanya got pacified. And then after seeing this, Satyamata requested Lord Caitanya, Gadar Pandit to always be with Nimai, always be with him. So from that day onwards, those two were always together. Now, I was hearing the other day and read by the Acharyas was that what did Gadar Pandit mean when he said that Krishna has come? In Kali Yuga, Krishna manifests in two forms. That is, through the holy name and the Acharya. So this is essential that the Acharya, we have the deity form here. We can see the nice deity form, very beautiful deity form. But unless we hear of the pastimes of the deity through the mouth of a pure devotee, then the Acharya, this is how we see the beauty of Krishna. By hearing, we see Krishna by hearing, not by with our material vision. And this is when Srila Prabhupada, when Abhay Charan, or Srila Prabhupada, was Abhay, when in his Grihastha Leela, he went on the Brajmandal Parakram. And in the evening, Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur was giving Bhagavatam class, and some of his disciples went off to take darshan of the deities in the local temple. So when they came back during the middle of the class, Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur, he said, "So where have you been?" He said, "Oh, we went darshan of the local deities here." He said, "You have not seen the deities. You have not seen Krishna. The only way to see Krishna is through the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam and through the lips of the spiritual master." So this is the mercy of the spiritual master. He can chastise. It's part of being initiation. Part means we have to take chastisement. Anyway, that's another thing. So then, also, the chastisement is the mercy of the spiritual master. Without this mercy of the spiritual master, we cannot become purified. In fact, we cannot do anything without the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master. We can't do not anything. When I was in, about 2.5 years ago, some of you know that I came back from India, but I had a heart problem, so I was in Hayfield Hospital for about 2 months. And I realized that I'm here only by the mercy of the spiritual master. Once my spiritual, the phone rang, and it was Bhakti Shimaraj on the phone. He phoned from India, and he's asking after me, and he said, "Krishna's looking after you, don't worry." He said, "Krishna's got special, Krishna's giving you mercy." So then we talked about half hour on the phone, and we were just talking about that I mentioned that without your mercy, Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, that I wouldn't be in hospital, and because the doctors said if I stayed in India longer, a month later, I would have had a stroke and not survived. So it's by your mercy I'm here. And then he said, no, this is Krishna's mercy. So the mercy is there for the taking, but we have to take the mercy. Now, in Bhagavad Thakur's house in Goldrumadweep, there's the deities of Gaur Gadadhar there. Now, Bhagavad Thakur, he worshipped Gaur Gadadhar. He didn't worship Gaunitai. Now, when you go there, if you go there, or some have been there already, you'll see, how's it go? Oh, yeah. Gadadhar's, his hand is like this. And Gaur's hand is like this, one of them. And the other is one like Gadadhar's is like this. So when we see a hand like this, this means the mercy is there for the taking. This is why we see Radharani's hand like this. Yeah. The mercy is there for the taking. And when it's like this, Lord Titania is making a statement that the pujaris there at Thakur's house, they say, this form of Gadadhar, called Gadadhar, is saying, Lord Titania is saying, if you want the mercy, we must take shelter of Gadadhar. Now, of course, Gadadhar is Radharani. Now, in Guru Tattva, this Guru Tattva is very deep, so I won't go into it too much. But the topmost guru, actually the supreme spiritual master, the original spiritual master, of course, is Lord Nityananda. So I'll just read a little bit of purport from Lakshmi Prahana by Narottam Das Thakur. A little bit of Prabhupada's purport. Here he says, Ara kabe nitai chandra korona hobe. We are all asking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is supposed to be the original spiritual master. So we have to approach Gauranga. Lord Caitanya, through the mercy of Lord Nityananda, what is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda? Narottam Das Thakur says that the symptom of one who has actually received the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda, that he has no more material desire. So, if we want the mercy of the spiritual master, we have to, the causeless mercy, we have to become desireless. Desireless doesn't mean, it means desireless of material desires. We cannot become desireless. While we have this human body, some desires will be there. Material desires will always be there. But these have to go. If we want the causeless mercy of the spiritual master, the original spiritual master, Lord Nityananda. And the spiritual master has two forms. First, he's the manifestation of Lord Nityananda from in the heart. the Chaitaguru in the heart. And also, he has a spiritual form in the spiritual world, either one of the Sakis or a Manjari. As we sing every morning, our spiritual master is assisting Radha and Krishna in their pastimes. So, to do that, he must. It's either one of the Sakis or a Manjari. And so then we have to become desireless for material things and become purified by devotional service. Now, devotional service means actually pure devotional service, according to our acharyas. Abhilasunam kama gyanam apatam anakulena krishyanu shilanam bhakta uttama. Now, this is pure devotional service. So, now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in one of his essays that many of us in devotional service thinking we are doing devotional service, but we're not actually doing devotional service. We're actually performing the Abbas feature of devotional service. It's called Bhakti. There's Namara Abbas, there's Nam Abbas, and there's Bhakti Abbas. It looks like devotional service, but it's the resemblance. Abbas means, for those who don't know, Abbas means the resemblance of something. So if our service is not pure, it's Bhakti Abbas feature. But through that, by actually practicing, we can actually become purified. And the spiritual master, the spiritual master knows everything. We cannot hide anything from him. We know that one devotee told me some years ago in Abentoir in Germany, when Satchinanda Maharaj was based there. Satchinanda Maharaj and his secretary Gaurhari went on traveling around Germany, visiting the temples there. And so while they're away, the brahmacharis decided to watch a Kami movie. And they planned it amongst themselves. No one knew. Shri Radha Kulanda Sri Rama Chanamandai Shishi Goni Tai. So no one knew. Only they knew. So when Maharaj came back, he called them to his room in the temple. He says, in his nice, sweet German accent, he says, "I understand you've been watching a Kami movie while I've been away. Kami movies while I've been away." And he said, "How did you know, Maharaj?" He said, "I was told. Krishna told me. Krishna told me to." So we cannot hide anything. So this is it. We cannot hide anything from Krishna or anything from the spiritual master. But sometimes he may not say anything to us. But this is his mercy. Sometimes, though, he may seem very blunt and aggressive. Like, example is Dira Bhakta was, we were talking the other day before he went. As you know, he's a nurse. So one day he wanted to see an open heart operation. And so the surgeon said, heart surgeon said, "Yes, But you just watch and say nothing. Whatever happens, you say nothing. He said he agreed. So then they all got washed up and they went in the theatre with a mask and so on. They knocked out the patient with the... And the first thing they did, they got this small electric or battery, or it is electric bone saw, which just cuts through the chest, right about here. And yes, it went and just ripped open the rib cage violently. And he was shocked, you know, he was totally shocked. Then he said, when I saw this, I realized sometimes my spiritual master has to do this sometimes to me. Even though he's mentions it very quietly in a nice gentle way, if I do not take any notice of what he says, he apparently has to be quite violent. He has to say it in a more like aggressive way. So he learned from that. So then the spiritual master, he has the right to chastise. And this is the mercy of the spiritual master, because he does it out of love. And there's no, he does it out of love. He doesn't do it out of spite, he does it out of love because he wants us to go back home, back to Godhead. And the spiritual master and Krishna are very merciful for many reasons, that when the Krishna is the most merciful form, of course, is actually Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda, without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we cannot get Gaura. Without Gaura, we cannot even approach Krishna. In the if you listen to it. On the in the original purport of Nitaikada Padalam, and Prabhupada's recorded the purport, as we all know. Prabhupada says, without Lord Nityananda, we cannot even approach Radha and Krishna. As I just said, we just read out, he's the original spiritual master. So the spiritual master is very important, and we have to make sure when we take or aspiring for, and even before initiation, make sure that the spiritual master is we have to clear up any doubts. And be 100% sure that is our spiritual master, because after initiation, the spiritual master's mood might be different to us. Like this one devotee who said about Sanjana Maharaj, he was at one Vyasa Puja ceremony of Sanjana Maharaj. He said, "Now all of you are thinking, initiation ceremony." He said, "Now all of you sitting here for first initiation, you're thinking this Sachinanda Maharaj is very sweet, smiling at me. But after initiation, this Sachinanda Maharaj may not be so sweet. So if you cannot take the bitter side of Sachinanda Maharaj, you better stand up and walk away. And leave now." So of course nobody left, of course. So this is the right of the spiritual master to do. Now the spiritual master, this is very merciful, as I said, and keep repeating. I have to repeat it because to myself. And then, now, in the spiritual master, as many, as I said, but the topmost spiritual master, Nityananda is the original spiritual master, but the topmost spiritual master is Radharani. Because in Adi Leela chapter 4, 124, Krishna Kaviraj, he says, Radhika Prema Guru Ami Sisyanata Sada Ama Nana Nitya Nitri Nachaya Uttabata. The love of Radhika is my teacher and I am her dancing pupil. Her prema makes me dance various dances. Now Radhika is the topmost, Sri Radharani is the topmost spiritual master. By her bhakti, by her love, she conquers Krishna. This is because Krishna is generally the object of love. And Radharani is the abode of love, the Vishai Anashraya. But when it comes to on Krishna's side, things are changed over. Radharani becomes the Ashraya, the Vishaya, and Krishna becomes the Vishaya, the abode of love. Because Radharani's love is 1,000 times stronger than Krishna's love for Radharani. This is why Lord Chaitanya Krishna couldn't understand this, so he had to appear in Gauradesh, Navadweep, to understand, or one of them, reason to understand. He could not understand this. And so, this is the mood of Lord Chaitanya. The mood is Lord, he is always crying. And if we want to really get somewhere in spiritual life, in our heart, we have to cry. I don't mean crying externally, and just a big show. Where is it now? One more sloka. Where is it? Yeah, this is from the Adi Purana. Gayati mama nayani mama sabhavito tisham ham parikta Nayang Kreta Janardana. Those who sing my names and cry in front of me, I am purchased by them. For Janardana is not purchased by anything else. So if we want Krishna, we have to cry for Krishna. And then we will get the spiritual master. And then we will receive the special mercy. Just like Balaji Maharaj did. The mercy comes from because he was a creeper sitter, because he got the mercy from his grandfather. So I'll stop there, and any questions or doubts or additions,